100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, and it's Sunday, so it's time for a weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic this week was losing, and we got a bunch of stories in on the topic of losing. I'm going to share them with you now. Are you ready? Here we go.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here. I hope you had a good week. And let's go to the story. Strings left, strings right. They pull the strings left and they pull the strings right. The doll swayed on the small stage left and right. Her face was emotionless. The brush she held swayed with her. Her face was emotionless. And the more they pulled on the strings, the more she swayed. And the more that brush swayed, the more she painted. An invisible feeling in the air. It swayed angrily. The doll's fingers cramped around it tightly. Her body shook and jumped in all directions. And that brush painted a face of sheer anger. Metal dolls have feelings too. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of norvillejoe.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 686 with the prompt of losing. Well, here's my story. The class bell rang, and Bilbert's biology teacher hadn't yet come into the classroom. As he was admiring the chestnut brown hair of the girl ahead of him in the row, she turned around and smiled. Her equally dark brown eyes seemed to amplify the brilliant whiteness of her teeth.
"Hi. I'm Marissa. I was just telling my friend, Wilhelmina, that I think you're really cute."
Was he asleep and dreaming, or just losing his mind? Marissa seemed to drop away. As Bilbert's thighs pressed to the underside of his desk, he realized he was floating out of his seat. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Those who think they know me and my ways think it's a little strange that, amongst my extensive armory and instruments of torture, I also keep a well-stocked medical kit. Even more surprising is the selection of pain-killing drugs and life-sustaining aids that I'm happy to freely administer, when necessary, to the unfortunate victims of my painful ministrations. But there is a logical explanation for this seeming anachronism. Because I don't want my victims losing their will to live. So, I pep them back up, give them false hope, and start all over again, from scratch.
Good morning, this is Richard, and here's a story on the topic losing. Struck me as just a little ironic that Michael Stipe was singing all about happy, shiny people one moment and the next he was losing my religion. I've known churches like that, full of happy, clappy, hug you without warning, share the blessing, full gospel types of people. All very lovely inside the church, but meet them outside, that's a different picture altogether. Then they'll happily judge you for your ungodly ways, condemn you for your sinful life, and won't tolerate a different point of view or alternative lifestyle. Hypocrites. Everybody hurts, you know. Even me.
Everybody hurts sometimes.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
They say there's a right way to lose weight and a wrong way to lose weight. The right way is a sensible, sustainable diet and a reasonable exercise routine. The wrong way is a starvation diet and a painful exercise regimen. You'll just give up and the pounds will come back on. Same with dangerous surgeries and remedies. The extremely wrong way is to launch yourself into orbit. Sure, you've lost weight, but it'll all come back when you return to Earth. Unless you burn up during re-entry. That's also an extremely wrong way to burn calories, so to speak.
And there you have it. A bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of losing. Thank you to each and every one of you who is a part of this podcast and this ongoing creative challenge. And those of you who have taken a break or tried one or two, that's okay too. Go be creative in all the ways that you want to be, that you need to express yourself. And if this is the medium through which you do it, cool. And if there are other media, well, do those as well. It's neat to see what we come up with in the time between the darkness and the darkness. Thank you for being a part of this. And remember, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. That's where you'll find texts of the stories, an archive of years and years and years, and all sorts of other things. Also, this server is going to be offline for a few hours on Monday. I'm going to be working on a few things on it and moving it from one data center to another. Hopefully I don't drop it. Again. Thank you for being a part of this, and, as always, keep it brief.